the great Johnny Rodriguez. Hey!
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news.
Good morning and Monday installment of Not Necessarily the News. For news only a mother could love, perhaps.
Yo, mama!
How you doing? My mom and all our Hank Foot Facebook livers.
Hey, Hanksters.
On our Hank Facebook page.
Your mom.
Yes. Tonight's lead story. Well, overnight, actually, the United States and China have agreed to drastically roll back tariffs on each other's goods for an initial 90-day period. So they're going to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to just give it a little test drive and see how we like them. The lowered tariffs, they're not going completely away. But for the 90 days, I'll read what the news tells us. U.S. will lower its overall tariffs on Chinese goods, 145% down to 30%, while China will cut its tariffs on our stuff going to them, 125% to 10%.
Yeah.
So, basically, Mom was bemoaning yesterday the fact that Temu is no longer fun.
Oh, it's not fun.
So, yeah. Maybe this will make Temu great again.
Oh.
Mega.
I don't know if that's part of the plan. Also, late breaking news yesterday, Trump says the White House will accept a 747 jet from the country of Qatar to use as the new Air Force One. So they're getting this luxury... luxury Boeing jumbo jet as a gift. Trump says he'll get it next week. He's going to pick it up when he goes to the Middle East next week. And then keep it for personal... This is what news tells us.
I know. I heard about this. It's ruffling some feathers.
Keep it for personal use after he leaves office. He blasted Democrats' criticism of it, calling them world-class losers on that. So that was... And then, he'll pick it up, the super luxury Boeing 747 jumbo jet from the royal family of Qatar next week, and that'll be the new Air Force One. But he does promise to only accept no more than $2 this Christmas.
Mega!
So we're making a concession.
Hey, you don't need 30. Uh-oh. Yeah. So it's been a few weeks now, but Liz Hurley and Billy Ray Cyrus are still going strong. Now, this hookup surprised absolutely everyone, but they both love the attention and apparently are getting a huge kick out of everyone's reaction. Now, the supermodel, she knows the ways of Billy Ray's heart and understands that he doesn't have the best track record. She also thinks, like a lot of women in history, that he is simply misunderstood and he deserves a chance. I mean, all those other girls... You know what I mean? They just weren't the right fit for him.
Dare we say she can fix him?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great idea. And then you should marry him because everything's going to change once you get married. No. Apparently, Billy is warm and kind to her.
Yeah.
And she adores the guys with a little bit of a wild side or wild hair. And he's got a lot of hair. A lot of hair.
Thank you. Good night.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot of voice, but a lot of hair.
So... Over the weekend, the Soviet-era spacecraft from the Soviet Union. It was supposed to go to Venus back in early 72. That didn't make it. It finally crashed to Earth on Saturday. So they did have the day right. They have no idea still where it hit.
Oh, no.
So the Russians say they believe it came down somewhere over the Indian Ocean. Most of the other, and I believe NASA believes it came and it crashed somewhere over the Pacific. All they know is that of the U.S. targets that were possibly going, not targets, maybe a little late on that. Yeah. That it did not make it to our West Coast. So, somewhere out there.
Mm-hmm. There's a good deal.
Yeah, call the number on your screen if you have it in your backyard by chance.
Hey, you know, recycling is a big industry. I bet that thing is worth a mint.
I bet Elon could turn that thing around and, I don't know, smelt it down into a Tesla. Either way, it just kept falling. So it's the Shadur Sanders of rockets. There you go. Just kept going.
So everyone. someone doing a reality show thing these days, but do not hold your breath waiting for Dolly to judge a singing competition. And there's a very good reason for that. Just another reason that we love Dolly so very much.
I've been asked to do that a lot of times. It's too hard for me. That's why I don't accept it, because I know how sincere everybody is. Even if they're not that good, they believe they are. And I just can't hurt people.
Imagine that. A star today that doesn't want to crush someone else's dreams.
Wow.
So refreshing. Meanwhile, the living legend will be turning 80 next January and has no problem throwing a huge party to celebrate the event.
Yeah, if only other. By the way, he was wrong when he was giving us the ACM red carpet reports.
What?
Last night was not the Idol finale.
It wasn't.
I think Luke thought it was over.
You know what? He's always trying to get out of work. Uh-uh. No, you got more weeks, dude.
Easy there.
Don't be going anywhere.
Keep your tight pants
on.
No,
that's completely inappropriate.
Saw this over the weekend and was very sad to see the great Johnny Rodriguez passing away at the age of 73, according to his family, passing away this past Friday, surrounded, quote, by his family. And, boy, you talk about a life of legend that includes legend, too. Some myth, perhaps. We will give our salute to the great Johnny Rodriguez, Texan, and friend of Hank FM. That'll be at 7:25 in the Real Country Flashback there. Great Johnny Rodriguez, man.
So being the Pope is not about the salary, which is good because it's nothing. But the perks are not too shabby. Pope Leo XIV will be receiving a new ring when he takes his gig. That's worth $665,000. He also gets the use of the Pope Mobile, which is bulletproof. That's worth another $500,000. And a personal apartment in the Vatican. Meanwhile, does he have a connection to Texas? We know he's from Chicago. Not really, but a former roommate says his favorite treat is the chocolate cake from Portillo's.
Isn't that a sin? That's a sin, right?
No, it's not a sin. I mean, gluttony.
I thought everything
was
a sin in Catholicism.
Well, I mean, if you have an Irish Catholic mother, you can make anything into a sin, and I keep that in my back pocket at any moment.
But, happy post Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. I was thinking maybe for research purposes, we may have to try this out.
Go for it.
The
I think you got
cake.
This, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Go
All
get
right.
him, champ.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the Pope. Speaking of the Pope, by the way, his brother is starting to become a celebrity in this whole thing, and I'm here for it. But a baseball signed by the late Pope Francis is going up for auction, consequently, this week. Estimated to go about $15,000. Is that an offering? And, Pope Leo, there's old footage. He's a big White Sox fan. In fact, footage of him and his brother rooting for the White Sox at a game in 2005 on the World Series run for the White Sox. So he's a White Sox fan. So Cubs, the curse is back.
Yeah, I'll make it. Waking up with Kane.